The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Christ.
Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. More than 100 years ago, the American author Mark Twain said, "It ain't the parts of the Bible that I can't understand that bother me. It's the parts that I do understand." I have to say that today I get where Mark is coming from. Our gospel lesson today is tough. There's no way around it. "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will find it." Herein lies the crux of our Christian faith. It is only when we die to ourselves that we are resurrected into true and abundant life. It's been a heavy couple of weeks for our nation as we grieve the horror of yet another school shooting. The stories we are hearing from Parkland, Florida, are heartbreaking. I'm sure many of you have heard the story of Aaron Fice, the assistant football coach, who gave his life for his students by shielding their bodies with his own and taking the bullets himself. He sacrificed himself in order to save young lives. Aaron Fice has rightly been called a hero. But we in the church have another name for people like Aaron. We call them martyrs. A martyr is someone who gives their life for the sake of the gospel. Many of our most celebrated saints of the early church were martyrs. St. Stephen, St. Paul, St. Peter, St. Andrew, our patron saint, St. Felicitas, St. Perpetua, St. Agnes, and many more. Their stories of martyrdom are perhaps the most famous, but throughout the centuries and around the globe, faithful people have shown us in their lives and in their deaths what it means to follow Christ all the way to the cross. The word martyr is a Greek word meaning witness. A martyr's death is sacred and holy because it is a witness, a testimony of faith in God who is love, a God who gave his own life to save ours, and a God who is more powerful than death. A martyr, a witness, dies in such a way that makes God visible to those around them. when Aaron Feist threw open his arms and shielded his students from bullets. He made Jesus Christ visible to his students and to us. For in his self-sacrifice, we see Christ's self-sacrifice. Christ, who willingly suffered and died so that we might have life and have it abundantly. The past couple nights, I've been watching the Olympics. Has anyone here been watching the Olympics? These amazing athletes make it look so easy. Figure skaters execute perfect triple axels with grace. Skiers race down the mountains at incredible speeds, taking these hairpin turns and moguls in stride. Watching these incredible feats of strength and skill on the television, it's easy to think that these athletes were simply born talented snowboarders, skaters, and skiers. But what we see while watching the Olympics is but a snapshot of these athletes' lives. We are seeing one shining moment of stunning performance. What we aren't seeing is the grueling, day in and day out, training. These athletes don't just lace up their skates or put on their skis once every 4 years. They train hard every day of their lives. Years and years of practice have led them to this point. It's the same way with martyrs. Aaron Feist did not suddenly, right in the middle of all that chaos and terror, make a decision to be a self-sacrificing person. Rather, he lived every day of his life, practicing self-sacrifice, practicing love, practicing putting needs, the needs of others, before his own, so that in the moment of decision, he acted naturally. He acted habitually, as he had practiced. I read one news article about Aaron that said this: not one friend or former player expressed surprise that Feist would take a bullet for the students at his school. They want you to know this is who Aaron Feist was, every minute, every day. The article goes on to explain how Aaron was known for spending his time and energy helping countless underprivileged high school students go to college by obtaining football scholarships. Aaron's heroic self-sacrifice in the moment of decision was no accident. He had been training for that moment every day of his life through daily self-denial. Years and years of practice had led him to that point. That's what Christian discipleship is really about. The daily practice of taking up our cross and following Jesus by loving and serving others. Martyrdom is not a one-time event at the end of an extraordinary saint's life. You and I are called to martyrdom every day. Every follower of Christ is called to witness to the God that we worship in our actions and our words daily. Our lives should make God visible. Let us all hope and pray that we never find ourselves in the position of needing to put our bodies in front of someone else's to protect them. But let us also hope and pray that we would live our lives in such a way, with such practice, that if that day ever came, we would. Amen.